one number that's bad? Can you tell? Is there one number that's bad? There's not one.
Do you agree with it from some of your own officials that Alex Preddy is a domestic terrorist or an assassin?
Well, I haven't heard that, but certainly shouldn't have been carrying a gun. But all of, hey, look, bottom line, everybody in this room, we view that as a very unfortunate incident, okay?
Right.
Everyone, unless you're a stupid person, very, very unfortunate incident. I don't like that he had a gun. I don't like that he had two fully loaded magazines. That's a lot of bad stuff. And despite that, I say that's a very unfortunate
incident. Sir, was Mr. Preddy acting as an assassin? Do you think he was acting as an assassin in Minneapolis?
Who is that?
Mr. Preddy, your deputy chief of staff said that. You don't think so?
With that being said, you know, he can't have guns. You can't walk in with guns.
What about the Second Amendment?
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie for the Trump administration. I'm yet to take him to the woodshed. I'm going to do that when we come back on the Iran situation. And Brian did nail it, to his credit, when I was on 2 days ago with him. He said, no, I'll give you credit. You just came on and admitted that he didn't pull a gun, and it's wrong. You believe them. And it's true because the footage was all blurry, and they said, oh, he pulled a gun. And so I said, well, then we saw some stuff. You couldn't tell what it was. And then we saw the HD. It wasn't. That was really dumb of Noam and them to come out. Even Trump's not backing that. So that is a problem, Brian.
Yeah, and I think today you had Noam come out and say that everything she did and said was what Trump wanted her to do and say, and Miller wanted her to do and say. So, I mean, now is Trump going to, you know, go against what she said? I don't know. I don't think we're going to have her on very much longer. I think that it's a very real possibility.
Yeah, so now they're pointing fingers at each other.
Yeah, and when that happens, Trump wins. So I think it's very possible that she won't be around too much longer. We'll see.
Well, in closing, what else you want to add? I appreciate you having the courage to come on.
No, I think the conversation's important. I know we disagree a lot about everything, but I think it's good to have these conversations, get crossover audiences so that we can, you know, have different people hear different viewpoints. So that's really all.
So what do you predict happens in the midterms?
I think Democrats are going to, it's going to be a pretty large blue wave. I think that Democrats will definitely win the House, the Senate. I mean, that could go either way. I'd say it's probably slightly favoring Republicans right now, but if things continue the way they are, I think Democrats could have a chance there as well.
What do you think ICE is going to do? Do you think Trump is really pulling back or not?
I judging from his post about his conversations with Walls, I think that he's trying to figure out a way to pull back that doesn't make him look weak. And I think that the best way to do that right now is to just slowly pull back. And hopefully that's what happens. I think he'll do it, and then he'll probably, you know, try and create a narrative that, oh, we arrested a bunch of people, we got a bunch of people out of Minneapolis, out of Minnesota. It was a successful mission, and now we're going to move on. And I bet that happens sometime in the next few weeks.
All right, Brian Krafenstein, thank you. People can follow you on X. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks.
I got a bunch of news I'm going to hit, and the murdering people in Canada, now euthanasia is forced euthanasia, as we said it would become. Here's the deal. They brought the illegals in. They created the crisis. And when you get millions dead from fentanyl or tens of thousands dead from illegals, nobody cares. They use these two deaths to hype it all up to the other world. I still care about the people. I'm going to say, you know, what I really think about it. Her ramming him with a car, I think that was on their side. This latest guy, not a good situation, but not premeditated. But this country is literally fighting for its very survival, its very sovereignty right now. And I think a lot of conservatives that are demanding just perfection from Trump are in the wrong administration. This guy's a terrorist. He's trying to kill him. Just don't tell us that. And the footage doesn't show it. Just say it was a bad situation, a crisis, middle of a, you know, situation has happened. Don't be like the Democrats. Don't lie. Lies aren't good. We'll be right back on the other side with massive news. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Internet.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, the crew's been bringing me news the last 3 hours, and I dropped the ball a lot. So as soon as I'm off here, I'm going to file reports. The war room's coming up in an hour. The FBI raided the Fulton County in Georgia with all that fraud. We just got total insanity going down and so much more. Kelsey Sharon, who is the leading voice in Canada, exposing the next level of euthanasia, which we always knew. The government claims they're the wards of children. They kill the children. Like California passed a law 3 years ago that anybody 12 and up decides their own medical care, decides what they want to do, decides transgenderism. Well, now they can commit suicide. Same thing in Canada. Well, now, in the last few days, Canada, woman euthanized against her will after requesting palliative care. They're admitting it. And then we've got more people in the last few days killed. Man, 26, euthanized in Canada because he was diabetic and blind. Canadian mom devastated ever since his diabetic blind son was euthanized under controversial law. So now we're there. What do you call euthanasia when the person doesn't want it? You call it murder. An absolutely huge deal. Absolutely massive that this is going on. And this is the culture of death. So you can bitch about Trump or he could have done this better. Or I should have done that. They're not trying to take your kids and cut their genitals off. I got reports out of California where you take your kid to the doctor. They fill out the medical forms. The parents aren't involved. That's the state taking your kids. This is the same global plan. And it's a big, big, in fact, let's play that before we go to our guest. Here's the clip. A California, you look this up, it's all true. California father says he can't schedule a daughter's appointment for his 12-year-old because the state rules granted minors medical autonomy. And that's the law they passed with that pervert senator. Did you know that as long as sex is anal, you can't make this up, in California, that it's legal to have sex with a 12-year-old boy or girl as long as it's not vaginal because they don't want kids. And so, no charges raping children 12 or up. And that goes into taking parental rights away. And that's what Canada's done. But these are 7, 8-year-old kids that the state says, oh, they're mentally ill, we're the ward, we're going to kill the kid. And now it's old ladies. California father says he can't even scared, and this is true, you look this up, and in New Jersey and California, on the birth certificate documents, they have dozens of different queer this, double spirited that, who, you know, the parents now choose, oh, this isn't a boy, it's really a double spirited, or it's really bisexual. I mean, this is sick beyond, and I got another article I didn't even get to. I'll cover it tomorrow. Maybe I'll shoot a special report. Brave New World, IVF company, eugenics tool, lets couples pick best baby, discard the rest. They scoop hundreds of eggs out, artificially inseminate, get dozens of embryos. Then the family, the mother and dad, look at the babies and decide which one they want and the rest they're going to kill. This is so dangerous, folks. You're not shopping for furniture here. You're playing God. And that's what this really all is about. Here's that clip I mentioned. We'll turn the baton over to Kelsey. Here it is.
Cannot explain how ridiculous the state of California is. My 12-year-old son, he needs to schedule an appointment himself to go see a doctor or a specialist. Because when you're 12 in this state, apparently you can make your own medical decisions. We don't have access to his account with scripts. He has to go in there and do everything. This state is absolutely insane. I should have known when I was working as a janitor in 2017 and I saw Time magazine in every single classroom with a man on the cover that was pregnant. It was a woman with a beard. And you were showing that around, Time magazine, to all the kids from first grade through sixth grade. So my state sucks. It's gone loony. But also the weather's great. The weather is great.
All right, Kelsey Sharon is on fire. Kelsey Sharon on X. Kelsey Burns on X. Substack Kelsey Sharon. And then on X, Kelsey Burns. Kelsey, wow. We knew it was already going on, but now it's out in the open. You've got the floor for the next 48 minutes, then the war room today coming up. Thank you so much. This is so scary. This is really the death cult. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me back, guys. I do really appreciate it. It seems like after we were on the show in December, we woke a lot of people up. And thank God that we did, because now Americans are realizing that this is no longer just a Canada problem. We're slipping into your states. But I do want to start off with Keanu, because that is a case right now that is going viral. And so it should be. This was a young man. This was an individual who in no way, shape, or form should have been euthanized, but he is definitely our canary in the coal mine. So let's get right into this one. MAID has always been, for those who do not understand it, medical assistance in dying. It has always been for the terminally ill only. This started in 2016 during the Carter versus Canada case when it was challenged. And what that did was open up the door to your doctor being able to kill you if you had a terminally ill only case. That switched in 2021 when they allowed for track two. That was the non-terminal, the individuals who had irremediable or grievous conditions that could be, you know, this wasn't necessarily a huge terminal cancer you're going to die from, but track two was saying that you had something so severe that you couldn't live with it any longer, but it wasn't actually going to cause the end of your life. Now, the reason that's important to point out, Alex, is because most people right now are qualifying through track two because it is very easy to get access to, regardless of what the pro-death cults want to say. Now, we know even the corrupt United Nations has stepped in and said that Canada should be repealing and rolling back track two because track two is so dangerous for the disabled, for the vulnerable, and for anybody who cannot get access to care. The reason that's important to note is because Keanu was not an individual that was terminal. Keanu was a 26-year-old young man, non-terminal, who was losing his eyesight due to diabetes and suffered from depression. And there's something really important to note about Keanu that most people are not aware of. There was a lot of concussions and head injuries in this young man's life. At the age of, I believe it was 16, he has his first car accident, which then left him untreated with a concussion. Following year, he had a snowboard accident with another concussion. And repeatedly after that, he was jumped and hit his head again. The reason that's important to note is because a lot of Keanu's symptoms all come from head injury, whether that's depression or the diabetes that he was already suffering with, which was something he could survive. Also has issues with head injury, meaning instability and blood sugar. He lived in public housing. He was living on his own. He was not terminal. And he was even turned down by doctors in Ontario at MAID House, originally approved by them until his mother, Margaret, made so much noise and exposed this doctor for killing her, were trying to kill her son. And then they said, okay, sorry, Keanu, you no longer qualify. The reason that this is important is because this young man had suicidal ideation going in and out of the hospital several times and saying that he wanted to end his life. I just did a press conference this morning with his mother where she was talking about Dr. Tepper. That was the original doctor who qualified him and had the actual conversation with him about death. Now, this was not a conversation about trying to prevent death. This was one where he was educating him on ways to find an assessor so that it would actually help him get through the system. Now, once his mother became aware of this, he never got access to mental health support, post-concussive syndrome, or any of the other things that he should have been given, especially in a country who's supposed to have the best socialized healthcare. He was actually left alone to manage all of these symptoms with his family. Now, in 2025, so in December 30th, last year, the most prolific killer in the country, you guys have heard me talk about her in December, Dr. Ellen Weeb at a Willow Clinic in Vancouver, who is known for taking out individuals who are on the edge of what the legality standard is. She has been stopped before by several individuals, including myself and others, and getting court injunctions because she has qualified people to die over one Zoom session with never looking at Keanu's medical records, with never discussing his prior history. But she took him for his word. Keanu was functioning enough that he could have his own dogs. He could list methodically everything that he was doing. He was training. He had travel plans. But none of that disqualified him from death. And the reason this matters is because MAID assessors explicitly state that they do not challenge the subject of suffering. Whether that's the fluctuation of hope is treated is completely irrelevant. And depression is constantly laundered through physical diagnoses. He was not dying. He was struggling to survive in a system that had absolutely no room for him, and it just agreed that he should disappear. Now, he flew from another province. This is important to note because America is doing this with non-residents in their own way of killing with track one patients and your 12 states in one jurisdiction who are euthanizing individuals. Here's the difference. He was able and healthy enough to fly from a different province all the way to the west coast of the country and go through and sit with an executor for his will. And he stated very clearly he wanted the world to know his story. He wanted the world to know who he was, and he wanted people to understand. Now, the reason that tells me he was in his not in his right mind is because he was continually going in and out of the ER asking for MAID. And that is a problem because that is saying that suicidality was present and somehow they still allowed him to make these decisions. Now, he is not the only case that has come forward of what we consider a non-compliant death. And doctors and MAID assessors and the pro-death community will argue that he was a compliant death, because they were able to fill out the paperwork properly. But just because somebody knows how to work the system, Alex, does not mean that they are a compliant death. And this young man right here should have been alive today. But because of Ellen Weeb and her willingness to play with just outside the law and still has her license after admitting in my presence in Salt Spring Island that she has killed over 1,000 people alone and self-admittedly in the National Post in 2024, I believe it was 400 people. Now, we should be paying attention to this, and Americans should really take note of this, because with your 12 states and one jurisdiction that are euthanizing, you now have a 13th on the board that's coming forward, and that is New York. So when you are looking at this, the reason this is important is because track one deaths are the foreseeable deaths. That is the ones Americans are now doing to their individuals, and they are changing terminology so that they will qualify. And a great example of that is a young girl in Colorado who suffered from anorexia. She was not terminal. She was not dying. She was suffering from a mental health disorder that could have very easily been cured properly if given proper treatment. But because she was young enough and doctors were coercive enough, she got a very sick doctor to come up with a new term that she coined, terminal anorexia. And she was able to be qualified in Colorado under this. And one of the reasons you should pay attention is because doctors are making things up nowadays in order to get them qualified. And this is here what happened with Dr. Ellen Wiebe and with the Keanu case. And ironically, and this is important to point out too, Alex, a lot of the most prolific maid killers in the country have a tendency to sit in a couple different provinces that are more liberalized. British Columbia, the Fraser healthcare system, was a huge problem with Dr. Sean Young. He's a nurse practitioner who killed my friend's mom, as well as Dr. Grace Park, who is in Fraser healthcare, and Dr. Ellen Wiebe, who is in Fraser healthcare as well. And in Ontario at Maid House with Dr. Tepper, who originally qualified the young man Keanu. At the time, he was much younger and still at 26 has had his life taken because he was able to game the system and doctor shopped his way around. The reason Americans need to care about the doctor shopping is because it is no different in our states as it is in yours. And the reason that's important is if there's no residency requirement, you can doctor shop your way to find someone who will say yes to your death versus saying, no, you don't qualify. Let's look at your long-term care. Now, again, Keanu is not the only one that we're concerned about right now. There are several other individuals that have, with the new May Death Review Committee, I've been just interviewed on the Kelsey Sharon Perspective yesterday. I just had Dr. Ramona Coelho on. She's a family physician, and she's also a member of the Death Review Committee. And there are several cases to go through here today with you guys where individuals should not have qualified to die. And Keanu is just the tip of the iceberg, Alex. So let's go through some of these guys because I think it's really important for you to understand that this is not an isolated incident, not even at all. This is just a mother who was willing to genuinely stand and come forward and say there is something much deeper. So right off the bat, we've got a good case here to talk about. A housebound, severely obese woman with comorbidities, just like you heard during COVID. Comorbidities cause people to die, including depression. And what do we got here? She was left without care for years. She requested MAID, and when she was offered, she refused therapy. She had a documented case where she was not able to reverse her conditions, and MAID assessors actually determined that she met the criteria for track one. Now, again, this is why it's important for Americans to pay attention to, because this woman was not terminally ill. This woman was not dying in any way. This woman was just severely unhealthy. She had comorbidities and she was severely obese. And yet the Canadian government qualified her as an individual to have track one. Now, track one on itself is also important because that is what the United States and that is what the UK are looking at pushing through. And that's important for several reasons, because track one patients are the only patients that can have the same day MAID procedure. Now, let's talk about that for a second. The same day MAID procedure is huge because that means they're not given time to get adequate support for mental health, adequate housing change, adequate support financially. And this means that they are literally ending the lives on day one and two of an individual requesting something like assisted suicide instead of giving them proper care. Now, when we're looking at these cases I'm going to go through, we have nine different cases that are really important to highlight. Case one is the one of the severely obese woman. She qualified under track one. And I'm going to show you, and I know people hate when I do this, but a lot of the argument that comes up here is that it is very difficult to access MAID. Now, if I were a patient and I went in under track two, you would have a waiting period. And that is where the assessors come in and decide if you qualify or not. The other reason this is important is because you can break that safeguard by saying these words: I am no longer eating or drinking. And immediately you jump to track one, which then qualifies you to die within a 24 to 48 hour period. That's important because MAID has become such a problem in the country, and it is also in America, that there is more than enough nurse practitioners and assessors to be able to show up and qualify you in that time frame. So before a family has time to intervene, before loved ones have time to intervene, before individuals and a system can come in and actually support this individual and even ask them further questions. How was your sleep? How was your eating? How was your movement? How is your community? Is there anything we can do to ease your suffering? They go, you know what? Forget all of those options. Let's kill you anyway. And in Canada, it is clear to state, it is different than the way they kill Americans. Americans are killed with a cup filled with liquid poison that the doctor sets in front of you and says, go ahead and drink it. In Canada, they remove the responsibility from you by putting two IVs in your arms and flooding your body with poison and a paralytic that causes your body to completely freeze. And then your lungs go into a pulmonary edemic state, and then your lungs fill with fluid and you drown to death. The other thing to note is that with the MAID procedure, it does not always go right. The BMJ has come out in the past few days talking about the safeguard failures and talking about the failures of how the MAID kits work and death in general. We even have a case of an individual, I can't say the names obviously, where a doctor came to the home and MAID-ed the patient in front of the family, because this is the whole new thing, is you used to go visit grandma, now you go visit grandma and everyone watches the doctor kill grandma. But what they did is the doctor left saying that the patient was deceased. And when the family members and loved ones went to hug this individual, he started gasping for air. And the entire family had to witness this with the doctor coming back in to the home and killing him a second time. So we have a ton of issues here, a lot of non-compliant deaths, and whether the pro-death community wants to call them compliant deaths or not, just because it's a self-reporting system and they are all in lockstep with the verbiage to make sure that nobody goes to prison, it does not mean it's a compliant death. And when we're going to come back, I want to go through some of these other cases too, because I think this is not only going to show Americans what how bad Canada is and how bad socialized healthcare actually is, but it's also going to wake you up to the idea of how easy it is to get access to your doctor euthanizing you rather than actually providing you care. Now, with the case that we're talking about with Keanu at the beginning of this, it's important to note that because he was not dying and because he was living with depression and diabetes, which several individuals in the country and across the globe have learned to live with, it's important to note that he did not necessarily require palliative care or hospice. But a lot of these patients who are track one with a terminal illness, i.e. a terminal cancer, Alzheimer's or dementia, are being turned down actual palliative care and hospice and are only being offered MAID instead. So that not only tells you that our government no longer cares whether you have a good exit to your life, it is actually more feasible for them to be providing you with MAID. Not only does it make them money for the assessors, does it not only make the drug companies, because we use an excessive amount of drugs, which is found on the NIH website. If you type in NIH and you go under MAID Kit Canada, you can see CanMap, which I consider the killers of the country, who advise the NIH on the type of drugs used. The other thing that's important to note is every single drug that is used in my country to murder people by their doctors has never been FDA approved for killing, nor are any of the drugs in America that are killing your American citizens been FDA approved for killing. That's important to note because everybody had something to say during COVID about the FDA, but we're allowing people to be murdered with poisons that we don't fully understand how they work and we don't fully understand how they kill, which means we don't fully understand if the patient is in actual suffering. But the way that Canada gets around it in the sick, sadistic manner that they do is to paralyze you anyway. And even lethal injection patients have a similar procedure in America that we now do to the most vulnerable in Canada. And when we come back, I do want to discuss what's next, which is the mental illness expansion in March of 2027 and Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto discussing how we should be having conversations about adding mature minors to the actual table.
Now, this new product is incredible. It's from our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com. Optimal Human, you love the green powder super nutrient, the very best out there. Well, this is Optimal Human Nootropic called Mind Fuel. Introducing Mind Fuel, a super healthy, super strong energy nootropic adaptogen, which doesn't make you sick, doesn't have a letdown. It is incredible. Not just a few of the bottles. Look how many bottles are in there. And I only drink about half a bottle a day. It's so strong. Look at that right there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what comes in each box of this. And it is simply amazing. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant-heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, no crash, no blood sugar spike, can be used daily without any guilt. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. It's also got all these other incredible compounds like citicoline, alpha-GPC, GABA, supports mental clarity and focus. It appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. High-quality electrolytes and B vitamins. More than a brain shot, true functional fuel. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel, that's the name of the product, isn't just another energy product. It's a smarter alternative for consumers who demand clarity, control, and clean performance without compromise. Get 25% off for life when you become a subscriber, canceling time for free. Get Mind Fuel now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you've never tried the original Superfood Greens, Optimal Human, you really want to get this as well. It's the best green food I've ever had at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool collectible knives and more. And that's what funds us, and that's what does this. And I really appreciate your support because I can't do it without you. So I want to commend and thank the listeners. But just like I steered you right on gold and silver 2.5 years ago, I got out of the market before that. I said, now's the time. I was totally right. Just like I steer you right on politics. These products are incredible. Get our ultramethylene blue. It is the best in the market. Our Shilajit's the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our turmeric is the strongest. Ultimate turmeric. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You are missing out. You don't get it. I want to thank those that have supported. I want to challenge those that haven't. What are you waiting for?
Just what I needed for my morning jog.
Working 12 to 13 hours a day, Mind Fuel keeps me on my toes and in the action.
Try this energy shot for a boost like no other. Power your mind and body today.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. My name is Kelsey Sharon, and today we're going to be talking more about murder and MAID and all of the awesome things that seem to be happening up in Canada. But why this is important to those that are listening in America is for several reasons. Well, because it's happening to you and now you are aware. So once I've made you aware, you can't turn away. So let's get right back into this. If you guys were listening to the first part of the episode today, you heard me discuss a lovely individual named Keanu, who is a 26-year-old young man who had his life taken by Dr. Ellen Wiebe. And to be frank with you, in no way, shape, or form should he have qualified to die. So let's just start with America a little bit here, because I think it's important to talk about why Americans should be paying attention to the Canadian that's having the conversation about MAID. Right now, currently in America, you have 12 states and one jurisdiction that are killing your own population. And they are doing it to what we call track one patients. The reason that's important to note, it's because track one is normally reserved for the terminally ill. It is normally reserved for the individuals who are going through active suffering, who are about to die within weeks. Now, I'm going to list those countries for you because I want everyone to be aware, when you're sending your loved one or your elderly or somebody who is struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's to a doctor, I really want you guys to start paying attention. Because the pro-death community has slipped into the healthcare system in America and in Canada, as well as the UK and the rest of the globe. So currently, I suggest if you have an elderly person, go to your family's appointments if they are in Hawaii, California, which is an obvious, Colorado, Delaware, Illinois, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, D.C., Washington State, and now New York is looking like we are expanding as well into that, which is a terrifying fact, because it's what happens when you have a lot of mental illness and you have a lot of people who start to dangle the carrot of suicidality. This is what you're seeing. So just before we went to break, I broke down a couple of the cases that are important to note, because the conversation has recently come up and gone viral, with Keanu's story. But there is also another individual who has recently been brought up in the media. There was a couple different outlets that wrote about her. I'm just pulling them up here. And these outlets were discussing the fact that, well, this person didn't qualify to die, but yet we still had individuals that were being killed. This case is a case named Mrs. B. This Mrs. B individual was an individual who was suffering with dementia. And the Ontario Coroner report is the report that's put out by every province of every death that happens through MAID. Now, there are individuals on the MAID death community, the death committee, who go through these reports to check for compliance. Now, part of the problem with that is, well, the dead don't talk and the dead don't complain. So there's not really a whole lot to do once that individual is killed. But the reason this one's important is because Quebec has started doing what's called advanced requests. Now, this is if an individual is still fairly healthy, but they believe they're going to develop something like dementia or Alzheimer's. The reason that's important to note is that's still not allowed in every other province, but Quebec seems to go after it with no problem. Now, there was an individual named Mrs. B who was also wanting to have MAID and then changed her mind. Now, Mrs. B is important to note because this woman applied for MAID and said after a few different conversations based on her religious choices and where she was at in her life, actually, she would like to withdraw the case for MAID. Now, that is important to note for several reasons, because it does feel and seem like lately that even if you apply for MAID and change your mind, there's a good chance that they're still going to force this forward. Now, this wasn't because the woman just wanted it, and this is important to note. The husband of this Mrs. B was in her 80s. She had complications from a coronary bypass, and despite her physical decline, she was perfectly medically stable, and she was assessed in the hospital. According to the Ontario MAID Death Review Committee report in 2024, it states that the short timeline did not allow all aspects of Mrs. B's social and end-of-life circumstances and care to be explored properly. She asked and requested inpatient hospice care. The reason that's important is because in hospice, that's how they control pain management. That's how they support with palliative sedation. And that's how they actually start to help you end your life in a safe, comfortable manner instead of murdering you with a doctor. Now, she has stated, I wanted palliative care. I do not want to use MAID anymore. But the husband had been pushing because he was struggling with caregiver burnout. Now, this is a recognized risk factor when it comes to family caregiving, and that request was denied. And the official notes record, Mrs. B reportedly expressed her desire to withdraw her request for MAID, and instead she wanted inpatient hospice care. Her husband took her to the hospital the next morning, and her palliative care doctor applied for inpatient hospice care, and due to her husband's burnout, was quickly denied. Within hours of that denial, a new MAID assessment, meaning other individuals, nurse practitioners, or doctors came forward, and they said that she was now eligible, even though she said she did not want this. So just like I stated before we went to break, Dr. Ramona Coelho, the family physician and MDRC member, has warned the public several times now that the systemic gaps in care, burnout, and lack of resources that are listed in the McDonald Laurier Institute 2025 report state and show that the MAID system now sees inadequate access to care, poverty, loneliness, and lack of treatment options as a completely okay way and risk factor when it comes to choosing death. Her analysis around this was social suffering is not the same as medical suffering. This means that they refuse to actually give her what she's paid into her whole life, which is hospice, which is dignity in death. And they said, no, instead, we're going to kill you. Now, this patient was non-terminal, and the complications where pain and suffering could have been managed properly with palliative care or hospice were not provided. And not only within days or hours, not weeks, the social factors were not involved. This means that the majority of the assisted suicide deaths are no longer tied to this imminent physical death of terminal cancer, but lack of adequate support by the Canadian government. Now, I know a lot will say this is in Canada, this isn't happening here. But like I said before, we have several cases in America right now where individuals are having the option to die because doctors are making decisions for them, because they know how to game the system. What else is important to note, like I stated before, was the young woman who was killed by her doctor who made up some term that is not a medical term in the DSM, which was terminal anorexia. So the part of the problem we are seeing here is even with Mrs. B cases specifically, she withdrew her consent for MAID and she explicitly requested care, but then she was denied that care and she was euthanized the exact same day. So when the MAID death cults state that there are safeguards and there are tons of ways for you to get around it, we have learned very quickly that it's pretty easy to get access to death, but not access to any sort of care. So when we look further into Mrs. B specifically, members of the MDRC, which is the MAID Death Review Committee, have stated and brought forward concerns of possible external coercion. This is important to note because coercion can happen. Coercion is not something that is a shock anymore. And the one thing that we do fully understand is that when we were looking specifically at the Scottish Parliament, and a broader way, we understood that domestic abuse was a potential issue here. And when people are being coerced and left alone in rooms of individuals they no longer want to see alive, you can be coerced and be told you are a burden. This is what has been happening to the elderly when people like Dying with Dignity in Canada and Compassion and Choices in America are going around and telling people, we don't want you to be a burden. We don't want you to be a problem for your family. And now we are creating an entire society, a very sick society, that teaches people that if you become a burden, you should end your life. Now, Mrs. B was not the result of an uncontrollable medical crisis. It was the outcomes of a series of decisions that were made inside of a system that would not provide care when it mattered the most. She is not the only one. She is just one of the biggest ones that we have seen, whether it's Keanu, whether it's Mrs. B, but we have several different individuals, and I'd like to go through some of those cases as well, because we have several different individuals now that we are consciously aware that have been utilizing the program and utilizing MAID. I hate calling it a program. It's your doctor murdering you, guys. Let's just be honest. This is Alex Jones' show. I can say what it is. Your doctors are murdering you, and they're using compassion to make it sound like it's something beautiful. I do want to state that Dr. Joel Zivit from Emory State University has done the largest postmortem autopsy findings on lethal injection patients from America and has found that the drugs that are utilized in the MAID procedure that are listed on the NIH website under Canadian MAID Kit are actually drugs that have never been FDA approved for killing. They have never been a part of where we're allowed to put them into human beings. We don't test the brain, the pain centers in the brain. We do not check individuals when it comes to this. We paralyze them first. Your lungs go into a pulmonary edemic state. They explode and you drown in your own fluids. That is how graphic it is, because that is the reality of what these drugs do. This is not just Dr. Joel Zivit's work either. There are other anesthesiologists who have come to me and written affidavits and statements. There are doctors within the system that are not okay with killing their patients. And thank God they are coming forward to talk about exactly what's happening, because we are also, before we go through these cases, it's important to note, yes, organs are being taken. This was a story broken by the United States State Department. I spoke with them last year in a quiet conversation and warned them about the organ issue we were going to be experiencing. We now, at this point in Canada, used to not be allowed, let me make that clear, you were not allowed to mention organ donation to a MAID patient until after they had been qualified. And that has flipped it on its head completely, where now they are suggesting organ donation and then MAID, and they are taking your body parts. So a lot of people ask me, why is that important? Well, it's important for several reasons, because there is a method of coercion going on here. If you are mated in a hospital, they can still use your organs. They can use everything but your heart and your lungs. If you were mated at home, obviously they cannot use your organs. That's a little bit of a different conversation. So let's go into these cases, because this is really important to note. Like I stated before the break, the majority of the cases we're going to discuss now are track one, which means America, this is where you guys are eligible. In our second case in the BMJ report was a man with cerebral palsy, and he was living in a long-term care, voluntarily stopped eating and drinking. And if you guys were not here at the beginning of the first episode, I made it very clear how easy it is to move from track two with a waiting period of a non-terminal illness death to track one, where a terminal illness would normally be the only thing to qualify you, and you could be killed within a 24-hour to 48-hour period. And again, I know they hate when I state it, but it's important to note, it's as easy as saying what this man did here with cerebral palsy, that I am no longer eating or drinking. Now, he was leading because of this into renal failure and dehydration. And then he was deemed eligible under track one because his death was considered reasonably foreseeable. And for those of you who have seen the Kelsey Sharon perspective, you've heard me say this before, we're all going to die. We're all reasonably foreseeable deaths, guys. From the second you're born to a second you come out of your mother, you are palliative, because that is how it works. So this is what's scary, is when you have a society that says at any point that you're frail, at any point that you can no longer pay taxes, at any point that you now cost the healthcare system and the government money, we might as well get rid of you and use your organs for money, because that's where we're at. So the cerebral palsy case specifically deemed under track one, even though there was no psychiatric expertise, was consulted despite evidence of psychosis distress. So that tells you that they are no longer paying attention to whether you're mentally stable. They're no longer paying attention to whether you have the capacity to make the decisions. They're just stating, as long as you fall under this very tight criteria of a reasonably foreseeable death, then you should be able to qualify to be murdered by your doctor. Now, again, that's a track one case. Case number three, we had another man in his 70s with an essential tremor. I know plenty of individuals with tremors. They use cannabis to manage. But this MAID provider documented that the request for this case specifically, this man in his 70s, was driven by emotional suffering because he was grieving the loss of his wife. So he was not terminal, he was not dying, but yet they qualified him under track one to be killed within 24 hours to 48 hours. They did not question whether he needed care. They did not question whether his community support was there or his family was there to help him. And the reason this is so important is because if a doctor or a psychologist does not say these words to you, how is your sleep? How is your movement? How is your diet? How is your community? Are you leaving your home? Or are you feeling stuck inside? And they offer you drugs or maid. They're a drug dealer or a serial killer. That's Ellen Weeb's vibe. Let's move on to the next case, guy, because we have this called under the BMJ recent report that came out yesterday. It's called Undue Influence to Die. So case number four was Mrs. B, we just discussed. So she pulled her report of wanting maid because of religious and personal issues. The next very day, maid was still offered, even though she said she didn't want it. Case number five, this is also important to note. Alzheimer's. This is Quebec's way of doing the early admissions or application for MAID, because once you are not able to make the cognitive choices, then you should not be able to qualify to die. So this man with Alzheimer's was documented with delirium. He received MAID during an acute illness while facing long-term placement after losing his caregiver. He was in such distress that his caregiver was going to be replaced, and this is what happened. And the analysis when breaking this down focuses both on what have been adequate palliative care. Again, MAID should not be treated as an option for least resistance. Palliative care should be a high quality, accessible situation, especially in necessity things like this gentleman here. But instead, the high rates of elderly and financial abuse in Canada, coupled with patients' dependency on their caregivers, is furthering to highlight the potential risks of coercion or undue influence in MAID decisions. Now, it's important to note something, that it is not just smaller nonprofits that are death cults like Dying with Dignity. Please pay attention to the term CAMMAP. CAMMAP is an organization that funnels all of the doctors through their protocols and programs and teaches them how to work with the MAID protocol. Now, CAMMAP does a conference once a year. This year it's in Montreal towards the end of April, beginning of May, where all of the murderers of the country come together and discuss how they're going to continue to move this forward so that they can kill more people. Now, it's important to note that not every MAID practitioner continues to kill people. Some are one and done and they've realized how horrific it is. And then you have the ones that are more serial killer style, like Ellen Weeb, or just to be clear, to say their names again, because Alex said this to me last time, say their names. So you got it, buddy. I will happily say their names. Nurse practitioner Sean Young. And the Fraser Health community out where I live, ironically, and Dr. Grace Park in Fraser Health killed and approved Donna Duncan, which is a friend of mine's mother who had a traumatic brain injury from a concussion car crash, who deteriorated very rapidly, attempted to kill herself, and then was mated only a few days later. And yes, she was compliant legally. But I guess my question to Fraser Healthcare and those listening is, why is it that some people's cases and autopsies can't be given to us if they were so compliant? Just a question, just tossing it out there. Also, for reference, Dr. Ellen Weeb loves to kill people. She's at Willowbrook in Vancouver and is still murdering people to this day. She is the one who killed the young boy Keanu at the beginning of the story. It's important to note that it's her favorite thing in the whole world to do. Not my words, just the one she said on the Better Off Doc Dead, the Better Off Dead documentary, as she smiled with her horrific face. Now, she's still killing people. There is currently, if those would like to also help in getting her license removed, Keanu, you guys can find the links. I will put the link to his mother's page on Instagram. She has started a petition to get this doctor's license looked at. And the reason it's important is because it takes one doctor's head to roll before other doctors start to question whether they should be killing people. Now, another point to note is that this is not isolated. This doesn't just happen in one province. Canada loves to kill people so much it has killing facilities on both sides of the coast. So it's important to note that in Ontario, in Toronto, there is a place called Maid House where you roll your loved one in and they never walk out again. They are a nonprofit funded by the government and private donors. Dying with Dignity is also one of those other nonprofits who, if you go on their website or onto my Substack recently, you can break down all of the people involved and the donors, including Telus and Bell, who were a part of the prolific Bell Let's Talk mental health support. Ironic, isn't it? So when we look at this, if you live on the West, don't worry, you can go to Maid House in Victoria and they'll kill you there. And if you go to St. Paul's, the people who state that they don't do Maid or kill anybody, or the most recent story about the mother trying to sue, saying it was not okay her daughter wasn't maided there and had to be moved, you're right, they don't maid you in the hospital. They have a green shed in the middle of the courtyard where they wheel you through the hospital to the green shed called Shoreline, where they'll murder you there. So, I mean, it sounds crazy, but who am I? Just a podcaster, guys. So let's go through case 7 before we get to the end of this, because there are so many cases now that we are looking at that are clinical and system barriers, capacity concerns, undue influence to die, and just lax interpretations of the legislation. And this is why I was so clear to say when I went on Jillian Michaels, once you open the door to killing, you do not get to decide what walks through. And Canada is the canary in the coal mine that the rest of the globe is not paying attention to. I do encourage RFK, Elon Musk, and anybody who pays attention to your people in your country to wake up, because your people are being murdered at a pace right now that is terrifying. You're just not listening. So hopefully this wakes you up. When we look at other individuals in Canada, we actually have more people who are trying to kill their own loved ones. And one of these cases was on the island here off of Victoria, where an individual wanted his wife dead so much, he said that if she did not qualify for maid, he was going to kill her and then kill himself. That happened in Nanaimo. That was another case. And it is wild to me because the BC court even stepped in and said that the BC man with a death plan for his wife with Alzheimer's can no longer make her decisions. Now, guys, can you imagine suffering so much and trusting your loved one to keep you alive, only to find out that he planned to kill you if the hospital said no and then kill himself? But don't worry though, right? Because he already did the autopsies and he had all that dialed in for them. He did the obituaries. He already did all of the selling of the assets. So it's okay, because apparently Canada has now stated it's no problem. Now, let's pay attention quickly before we go. March of 2027, they are going to start mating people in Canada with mental illness alone. That is so important to note. That is looking at your disabled, your vulnerable, your veterans. These are real people. So if America thinks this is not coming to a state near you, I promise it is. Like I said before, Hawaii, California, Colorado, Delaware, Illinois, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington State, Washington, D.C., and New York are coming your way. It always starts as terminal illness, and then it moves on to the next one. And now you have Sick Kids that is getting ready to expand into the conversation at CanMap around mature minors. That just means no age, my friends. That means that you only have the capacity as a child to make the decision to die. So thank you guys so much for listening and allowing me to replace Alex Jones. In the next hour, you have an episode at the War Room. Not sure what's going on there, but I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. And if you're looking to learn any more about my work, what I do, and the Maid coverage, it's the Kelsey Sharon Perspective on all platforms. On Substack, my ex is Kelsey Burns. And I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.